FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An Inchunga woman whose home was destroyed in the April 2022 flood says she's humbled and overjoyed to finally have a roof over her head. Thembele Shangase received a brand new house this morning, thanks to East Coast Radio and other sponsors in honor of Nelson Mandela Day. She says after being let down by broken promises, she'd lost hope of ever having a warm home again. Shangase says it's an answer to her prayers.
I'm so humbled because I wasn't expecting this. I thought I was going to receive a two-room, but I see a mansion. There are no words to express how grateful I am to everyone who helped me build me and my family a new home.
East Coast Radio's Managing Director Mzuvele Mtetwa says they hope the gesture reminds people like Shangase that they're not forgotten.
Today is a special day. It's a humbling day and everything in between to see the spirit of the people of KZN come to life. If you wanted a demonstration of Ubuntu, this is it. This is our people in KZN saying we want to see everyone in the province live a life full of prosperity, a better life, to say, to lend a helping hand where it's needed the most. So we're glad to be here today.
Social Development MEC Mbali Shinga says more needs to be done to protect the rights of vulnerable communities. Shinga says many people in the province still live in what she calls the shadows of constitutional neglect. She's also raised concerns about the scourge of gender-based violence and the lack of health facilities in rural areas. The MEC was speaking during a debate in the provincial legislature yesterday.
The rights of the elderly and person with disabilities are still under-implemented. LGBTQIA+, youth remain unsafe, children with albinism are not protected adequately. Women walk kilometers for reproductive health services that should be on their doorsteps. Ambulances do not arrive. We must ask, where is the Human Rights Directorate within the Office of the Premier when entire communities suffer in silence?
The Premier says KZN's looking to strengthen trade ties with its BRICS partners. Tami Ntuli says the move comes in response to the United States' decision to slap steep tariffs on South African exports. Washington announced a tax of 30%, which is set to take effect in August. South Africa was among more than a dozen countries to receive notices earlier this month. Ntuli says they're also working to deepen trade relationships with other African countries as part of efforts to boost the local economy. And tributes have been streaming in for extreme sports icon Felix Baumgartner, who has died in a paragliding accident in Italy. The Austrian, who famously jumped from the edge of the Earth's atmosphere in a 2012 stunt, is believed to have lost control of the motorized paraglider. Some reports suggest the 56-year-old may have suffered a cardiac arrest mid-air. Our lead story, an Inchunga woman whose home was destroyed in the April 2022 flood, says she's humbled and overjoyed to finally have a roof over her head. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.